like to be a lucky winner today? Winning is good, isn't it? Who doesn't love to win, by golly? We have some gift certificates today from the Speakeasy Restaurant, where they're rolling back select menu items to the 80s today. Yes, isn't that nice? And a couple of $25 gift certificates are going to be yours. So grab a pen and paper, or brush off your super-duper memory, and get ready to take a few notes, because I'm going to be giving out some information about Prohibition, since we're talking about the Speakeasy. And if you recall the little tidbits I share when we open up the phones, you'll be a lucky winner. So that's a good way to start a Monday, by winning. It's not the lotto, but it's free lunch. It's free dinner on us. It's not bad. Close second, right? Coming up on the program today, the Golden Girls will be here in just a little bit. Ellen Ratner from the left and Blanquita Cullen from the right. Interesting things in the news. Michelle Obama seems to be really taking on the charge of these missing girls, which is great. I don't know, whether it's enough, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. We have the Benghazi panel. We got a few things in the national news headlines that we'll tackle today on the program with the Golden Girls. Bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Gus Booth, who has a book coming out about religious freedoms being taken away. Yeah, and Gus Booth, you may remember, was a rather famous pastor up in Warroad who took on the IRS when the IRS was threatening the tax-exempt status of churches based on pastors who would help their parishioners understand the positions of the candidates and who they ought to vote for. And the IRS completely backed off in his case. So he won. I mean, I think he got a threatening letter or something, and he didn't change a thing and said, I defy you. Come on in. Scared him off. Anyway, so we'll talk to Gus about his new book, Shh, How the Church Love is Becoming America's Message to Hate. In the 9 o'clock hour, some open phone time, I found a letter, a editorial in the Bismarck Tribune that I really agree with. You know, not very often do I read editorials and go, gosh, good job. You know, occasionally in the Wall Street Journal, but it seems like many of the editorial pages in our part of the world are influenced by a center-left way of thinking that is, in my view, out of step with the vast majority of North Dakotans. And usually ends up being some sort of, you know, sort of democratic talking point and drivel. But this specifically dealt with some rather sobering statistics, specifically about the amount of increases in fatal accidents, especially in the oil patch, and who was to blame for them. And essentially, it's a version of what I've said before. We are to blame. Right? I mean, human nature is to say, well, if only this had been different, everything would have been fine, right? So we like to say, boy, if the roads would have been wider, or they'd have been fixed, or they would be, you know, pipelines built, or, you know, and I'm as guilty as anybody at that. You just try to kind of come up with a quick solution to try and fix things. Again, I believe it's human nature. But I've said all along, in my view, the biggest problem in the oil patch with accidents is us. And people not driving to the conditions. People driving irresponsibly. And the editorial points that out. Sort of a little tough love message. So we're going to share that with you and then see if you agree or disagree. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to meet some folks that are part of an innovative program with the Ann Carlson Center. There is a interesting organization that was initially overseas that found a way to match talents of special needs individuals with that of highly skilled positions and have kind of become the middleman, if you will, between the talent, the special needs folks, and the employer. And they're doing a pilot project on this in North Dakota through the Ann Carlson Center. It's really neat. Really, really neat. So I'll tell you about that. And then Ron Ness will be here in the 10 o'clock hour. Ron Ness, of course, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And a lot of things I want to talk with him about. One, obviously, next week brings the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. So we'll want to tackle that. We have the million barrel per day celebration that is coming up next month, not far away at all, which is going to be huge. A lot of focus on Bakken crude on rail cars that I want to spend some time on. So we look forward to that as well. Again, speaking of, well, if only, if everything would be fine. A lot of folks are trying to come up with all kinds of crazy regulations of additional strings of communication when a particular brand of oil is coming through your town. And one simple fix for all this is keeping the rail on the track, of course. So we'll talk with Ron Ness a little bit about transporting Bakken crude by rail and all of the hubbub that's going on surrounding that right now, as it is a major story almost in every corner of the United States. So those are a few things we'll do on the program. And, of course, in addition to that, we always want to hear from you. Todd Mitchell, making his way back from his honeymoon in Cancun, Mexico, stuck in Denver because of the weather. Welcome home. Welcome back to the States. There was a snowstorm in Denver, a May snowstorm. So don't complain about the rain we have here. Hope you had a great Mother's Day. As I mentioned on Friday, not only was it Mother's Day, and we had a fun little celebration with my mom and mother-in-law and sisters-in-law and, you know, my wife, Maria, mom of our three kids and nieces, and we just had a grand old time. So it was wonderful. Lots of moms together celebrating. We also had our anniversary celebration, although we joked this morning there wasn't much time for celebration. And then two birthdays, my wife and daughter. So it was a fun weekend. We decided to take, this was mom's pick for mom's day and the birthday, take in a movie, Heaven is for Real, yesterday. Absolutely jam-packed. Matinee, early afternoon. And I thought that was fantastic. The movie's been out for, gosh, at least a month now, hasn't it? And still jam-packed theaters. And I guess a lot of folks take moms to movies for Mother's Day, which I thought was a great idea. So that was part of our fun, too, in addition to a little pizza. So we had a good time. Really enjoyed it very much. Okay. Here's a couple of prohibition facts that I want you to know about so that when I ask the question, you could be the lucky winner of a couple of, you have two winners of $25 gift certificates from the Speakeasy Restaurant. Speakeasy Restaurant, a great restaurant in Moorhead, where today they roll back the prices on select menu items to the 80s. All right? So, and the Speakeasy Restaurant and Lounge, one of the toughest things for me to do is to pick out my favorite menu item because they're all so darn good. I mean, they are fantastic. In fact, I have a menu in front of me. And I could go salads or a great appetizer like a little bruschetta. They're all good. But I generally jump to the Italian dinners and say, do I want, you know, lasagna? And by the way, they have three versions of that. Do I want the veal parmesan? Do I want rigatoni, which is my all-time favorite? They have the combination dinners, you know, spaghetti, half lasagna, eggplant, tortellini, carbonara, just the best. Speakeasy Restaurant and Lounge. And they cater, too, by the way. So here, quickly, there was a lobbying group that was the most successful single-issue lobbying organization during Prohibition called the Anti-Saloon League. They tied beer to their German roots around the time of World War I to sway public opinion in favor of Prohibition. So the Uber lobbying group that was most successful during Prohibition, the Anti-Saloon League, which makes sense, right? The Anti-Saloon League. There was an amendment to the Constitution that established Prohibition in the United States. Remember that? 18th Amendment. Passed in 1917, the 18th Amendment abolished the sale or consumption of alcohol in the U.S. Anti-Saloon League, and the 18th Amendment. Your two clues. Now, call me now at 855-200-1776 and get ready to answer a question about Prohibition, of which I've just given you some very helpful clues. And we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. Don't you love that kind of trivia? Yes. Just because we love you, folks. 855-200-1776. Next two callers win $25 gift certificates from the Speakeasy Restaurant answering our Prohibition trivia. Plus the Golden Girls coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's get the Speakeasy trivia in here, and then the Golden Girls will be here. Matt in West Fargo is our first contestant. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Can you tell me the lobbying group that was the most successful single-issue lobbying organization during Prohibition?
Oh, I sure can. You just told me. It's Anti-Saloon.
Anti-Saloon League. Very good memory on your part, Matt. And so good, I got a $25 gift certificate for you from the Speakeasy Restaurant. How about that?
Fantastic. I appreciate it.
All right. Hang on a moment. We'll get your address and mail that off to you, okay? All right. Joanne in Moorhead, where, by the way, the Speakeasy is located. If you know which amendment to the Constitution established Prohibition in the United States, I have a certificate for you from Speakeasy. Do you know?
The 18th Amendment.
Very good. You had me nervous there. The 18th Amendment, passed in 1917, abolishing the sale or consumption of alcohol in the U.S. $25 gift certificate for you, Joanne, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You like the speakeasy?
Oh, I love it.
It's a great spot. Yeah, hang on a sec. We'll get your address and mail it off to you, okay, Joanne?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, good talking to you. Very nice. 21 past the hour, the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner from the left, Blanquita Cullum from the right, here with us today on What's on Your Mind. Blanquita, we missed you on Friday.
Ah, well, thank you. I missed you guys,
well, let
too.
Let me just tell you something. Before we argue, because we always argue, we want to tell you that last night I lost my iPhone, and I found my iPhone. Blanquita, tell the rest of it. It was quite an amazing experience.
All right. Ellen loses her iPhone. She gets off. She's come over after she's just come off the train. It's late at night. I say, okay, Ellen, you're going to use your piece of equipment to tell you where the phone is. Of course, it's still back on the train. So Ellen and I are back at the Union Station on an empty train, scouring the train from one end to the other. And we're doing it with, I mean, we've gotten everybody, all the conductors, the cops, everybody. We're all looking for Ellen's phone. Now, here's the thing. Of course, it's in the wrong train. But that said, through the miracle of equipment, of technology, they found the phone, and that's why we're arguing today.
Well, wait a minute now. You're saying, I don't get why you're on the wrong train if you have the little finder of where it was.
Well, it was on the right station. It was on the wrong train.
I see. And
finally,
was Ellen not aware of this little app, Find My iPhone, before? Was this new to you, Ellen?
I had never used it before. Somebody had put it on my iPhone because, you know, I'm a total idiot.
You lose your phone?
And I, of course, being the conservative, don't like having that kind of breach of privacy. But now I may actually add that to my phone.
Now, as much as you lose things, Ellen, I think the app is picture perfect for you, made for you. So,
it's fabulous, and it tells you where it is every other minute.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's pretty amazing.
And, you know, I'm a total idiot, Scott.
Where did you leave your phone? I mean, like in your seat or what?
On the train.
And they let you back on the train.
It was on the train. It was in the back of the train. But you'd be surprised how much younger people leave.
All right-wingedness knows how to kiss up to people like I've never seen anybody do that.
BQ, you were doing some super suck-up, were you?
I want to say that my mother always said be nice to everybody. So now we know all the police. We know all the conductors. We know all the people with the cleaning crew. And if we ever have to go to the train station again, they're all our best friends. Especially a shout-out to our wonderful friend, Officer William Fordham.
That's very nice. Now, you guys are a little sleep-deprived, but, Ellen, you have your phone back. That's a good thing. You can't be without your phone. Yeah. What do you want to argue about? What are you guys revved up about today?
Well, we're revved up about a lot of things. Blanquita's all upset that the First Lady made the radio address. But Mrs. Bush did.
Yeah, why Blanquita? Actually, I thought it was fine.
I don't like it because she wasn't elected. I didn't like it when Laura Bush did it. She wasn't elected. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if they're going to make, they've got the vice president, who I'm not a big fan of, but, you know, the guy, in effect, is basically a ribbon cutter. Wouldn't it be nice when the president goes out of town to maybe have the number two guy, who is a heartbeat away from the president, have to make the speech instead of the first wife? I mean, come on. I didn't elect Michelle Obama, and I didn't elect Laura Bush. I just think that it's inappropriate.
How about the issue, though? I mean, she's trying to take up the case of these missing Nigerian schoolgirls here, and, that hasn't received anywhere near enough attention from the government, in my view, with the exception of, the hashtag last week and the radio address Saturday. So isn't that a good thing that at least she's bringing some focus to them?
I think it's nice, but I think Biden could have done it and basically could have given an indication that we're not just sitting there making tweets and hashtags. We're going to go in and make a difference and find those young women and get them out.
And what say you, Ellen?
Well, I say we're already sending people. We're on it.
And you're perfectly fine with the First Lady being the sort of the government spokesperson?
I'm fine with everything. I think this administration's great. And I'd vote for the president again. I'm fine with
Ellen, you
what
know
we're
I
doing. I'm fine
five
with the First Lady being on the whatever. I think this whole thing is great.
Yeah, Ellen. What did you say, Blanquita?
Why, Scotty, are you so silent?
I have to take Rolaids every time we talk about this administration. You know that. You haven't seen the altar in here. We have the political altar. I am just in the process of creating political hell. But we have pictures of all these former presidents. Ellen right now has one of these hippie flower crowns on President Obama's picture. And, you know, she lights the little candle, the little Democratic, you know, left-wing candle right under his picture every day and gives him a kiss. I mean, it's a little much.
A little much. It's sacrilegious. It's wacky. It's nutty. It's Ellen, get counseling, would you please?
Counseling? I'm fine. And so are my people.
We had the crowning of Mary at church yesterday. Did you know Mary Mary is the May rather is the month of Mary. So that was.
Hey, listen, you know, well, I was the Queen of May when I went to the Stella Maris Academy. They made me the May Queen.
Were you the May Queen? How nice!
I had to do the thing where we, you know, put the little thing of flowers for the Blessed Mother and have everyone praying the rosary and all of that. Do we still do that anymore?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, there's great reverence in not only the Catholic school system, but throughout the entire Catholic faith of the Mother of Jesus, which I think is perfectly appropriate. It's one of the things I don't understand about Protestants. They sort of have they can't really get over the Mary thing. And, you know, yesterday was Mother's Day, right? I mean, so if we agree that, as Christians do, that, Jesus Christ is our Savior, then would you want to revere his mother? Just seems pretty basic.
Well, you don't even listen, and Mary was the ultimate Jewish mother because Ellen is Jewish. And I have to say that this, we have to mention that Ellen is, this is her first, one of her first Mother's Days. So she's now a mother.
I know that. We talked about that on Friday. And the difficulty of it. Ellen and I actually spent a little time agreeing on Friday, but just exactly how tough a job it is to be. Most important job, bar none, and I would also argue most difficult job. Well, anyway, I would like for you guys to argue more and find phones. But anyway, I guess we got to throw everybody for a loop once in a while. The Golden Girls from the left and the right, Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum. Thank you, ladies. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
We can have them stick around for our next interview with our guest, Gus Booth, on his new book about religious freedom. That'd be some fireworks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off a half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
On What's On Your Mind, Dustin Morrill checked some sports last night. The Wild dropped one to the Blackhawks. Good game again, though. Real good back and forth. Wild actually led for a while and gave it up. So Dustin will be here to talk about that in the draft weekend. Some other things coming up in a minute. And what else? We got a weather check and more still to come. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and an innovative program for special needs folks through the Ann Carlson Center in our focus, plus your calls. Pastor Gus Booth of the World Community Church is here about a new book he's written called Shh, How the Church's Message of Love is Becoming America's Message to Hate. Pastor Booth, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm doing good.
Our religious freedoms are being taken away, and we all seem to be, well, not all of us, but a lot of us seem to be indifferent to it. Do you worry that we're not taking this seriously enough?
Absolutely. Part of the problem, I think, is just that people are busy doing their own thing, and they don't really realize what's going on underneath their nose. And even when they do get introduced to the issue of free speech being taken away, they don't really care that much. And, of course, that's part of the problem with a lot of things, but especially religious freedom. I think, wow, if we don't get our act together and really start trying to fight the onslaught of censorship that's going on in the United States right now, especially against Christianity, then at some point we're not going to be able to tell people that Jesus loves them without the threat of civil action or even criminal action.
Thankfully, we have folks like Pastor Gus Booth that are unafraid, and you really you have a heart of a warrior because you're the son of a Marine. You're a Marine yourself, graduated from the United States Marine Corps Officer Candidate School, and you need to be a fighter in this day to take this on, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But the funny thing about fighting is that, you know, we're called to fight with love. And so I don't really feel like I'm fighting against people as much as I'm fighting against a philosophy, an erroneous demonic philosophy at that, that just wants people to be quiet about the greatest loving message in the history of mankind. It's crazy.
Yeah, the subtitle of the book, How the Church's Message of Love is Becoming America's Message to Hate. Explain what you mean there.
Well, the message of love is that Jesus saved. Whether you believe it or not, it certainly is the truth. And it's a loving thing to tell somebody who was born as a sinner that they don't have to go to hell. They can go to heaven. So Jesus saves from that. And America is really starting to hate that message because it's coming against those like me that want to be able to share that loving message. And they're, you know, they're doing everything from changing, you know, the freedom of religion to, you know, freedom to worship. It's you have the freedom now to worship inside the four walls of your church, but you don't have the freedom to worship outside the four walls of your church. And that's a dangerous philosophical shift. And so that's one of the ways. The other way is how the IRS is telling preachers that they cannot say certain things from the pulpit during an election year. That's incredibly dangerous. And then you've got the third trifecta of danger is you got sexual freedom versus religious freedom. Anytime those two freedoms butt heads, recently sexual freedom has won and religious freedom has been put in the closet. Ha ha ha.
You talk about in the book in your introduction that the greatest threat to America is the gospel. Why do you say that?
Yeah, basically because, you know, America was built on freedom and built with the gospel. They came over to America because they were being you know, discriminated against, if you will, in England. So it was built on that. But now America really hates the gospel. And it is more open to, hey, let's just all get along. You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. But if you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, then that somehow is a hate-filled message. And Americans don't want the exclusivity that Christ preaches about. They just want him to be one of the voices in the crowd. But Jesus himself is not that. He is exclusively inclusive, meaning he knows he's the way and the only way, but he does want to include everybody in that. But it is his way or the highway. And we need to be winsome enough to win people to that message. But if we get the government, whom is telling us to shh, if you will, shush us, then that's a dangerous thing to have in this nation.
You're right in here that it's pathetic that America... how pathetic it is for America that our pulpits are better protected by lawyers than preachers. Have too many preachers taken the shh message out of fear?
Yeah, well, out of fear, some of them, but others is just out of bad theology. And their theology sounds something like this. Well, the gospel is a spiritual message, and I don't want to get involved in politics, so I'm just going to stay expressly spiritual with spirituality. But if you chirp on that, you know, philosophy too long, then you're going to lose the power to even preach the spiritual message. So pastors have got to become more politically active. And this isn't a Republican Democrat thing. I think every American, whether you're a conservative or liberal, believes that freedom of speech is pretty important deal. You know, I've been compared, you know, to everyone from Martin Luther King Jr. to who's that pastor Wright, Jeremiah Wright. And I just think I agree with, you know, Martin Luther King and much of his theologies and not much with Jeremiah Wright. But I agree that Jeremiah Wright has the ability to be able to say whatever he wants to say from his pulpit. We cannot take that away from him or any other preacher.
And we should remind folks that you were on the front lines of a battle with the IRS previously, and I dare say won that battle by scaring off the IRS. That was in 2008. The Alliance Defending Freedom selected Gus's church to be the first in the history of the United States of America to challenge the Johnson Amendment. And so part of this book is exploring the details of how that amendment prohibits freedom of speech in the church. So that's a great service. How do folks get a hold of this book, Pastor Booth?
They can email me, GusBooth@WarRoadCommunityChurch.org is the best way right now. It is not out in stores yet, but will be in a few weeks. We're putting the final details on it. But GusBooth@WarRoadCommunityChurch.org, and I will certainly... Give me your name and number, and we'll get the folks to be able to send you a copy.
And David Barton is helping with the promotion of the book, so he's in good company here. And once it's out, we'll have you back and continue to get folks to take this important history lesson here and hopefully join the battle. Join the battle without question.
Get the
book
word
is
out. I appreciate it.
How the Church's message of love is becoming America's message to hate. Thank you, Pastor Booth. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, God bless you, Scott.
Same to you, sir. What a warrior. But a warrior, defending the right to share the gospel. That's fabulous. All right, Dustin Moore is here to tell us about a disappointing night for the Minnesota Wild. But, you know, just more drama for us. Go ahead there, D.
Yeah, it was a tough one for the Wild. They're in a familiar territory where they were in the first round when they ended up having to beat the Colorado Avalanche in 7 games. It looks like the Blackhawks are going to be a little tougher nut to crack. The defending Stanley Cup champions won 2-1 last night and now have the Wild again on the brink of elimination. Game 6 tomorrow at 8 p.m. For the first time in the series, the team that scored first did not go on to win the game. Eric Halla gave the Wild a lead in what looked to be a pitch-perfect first period.
Starts it back now for Eric Halla. Halla across the line, good speed, good move, a shot, save, caught up, rebound! Score! It eventually found its way in. It was up in the air, Cooper a few seconds after the initial save by Cropper, but Eric Halla has given Minnesota a 1-0 lead.
Cropper wasn't sure where it was to begin with. He gets his second chance at it. And watch the reaction here at Cropper. Save, rebound off the pad, up, and Seabrook's not able to grab that puck, knock it out of midair. And the Minnesota Wild with a 1-0 lead, but what a move by Halla.
It was a great end-to-end effort by Eric Halla. That lead didn't last too long, as on the power play, Chicago scored in the second.
Now Letty, far side for Cades across the line. He'll drop it back for Letty. Across for Sharp. Top of the circle for Kane. Kane with a shot. Score! It got through on the power play. The Hawks have tied the game.
It's deflected, I believe, off of Brian Suter. The entry, Kane's going to walk around. He's going to take this shot. And Brian Sickle standing in front of the net. Not sure if he gets a piece of it. But they're off the stick of Brian Suter. And, yeah, it goes off of Brian Sickle. Sickle standing in front of the net. No chance for either Brzgalov.
No, it wasn't the prettiest of goals. And Brzgalov, all he could do was turn around and see the puck in the back of the net. 1-1 Chicago. And then former UND star and NHL star Jonathan Toews ended up with the game winner in the third.
Canceled off now to Sharp. Sharp to the front of the net. Back down to midair after the save by Brzgalov. Loose again for Toews. He scores!
With the initial contact from Jonathan Toews on Granlund, and then next thing you know, Sharp takes the shot. And then the rebound is there. Strength in numbers. Not a great angle. Puck up in the air. And Toews finds it and barely hits the back of the net.
It's win or go home for the Wild. Game 6 tomorrow, 8 p.m. on CNBC. We'll have details on that game, on how it turns out on Wednesday morning. Big day on Saturday for NDSU football. North Dakota State had three football players agree to rookie free agent deals after the close of the NFL draft on Saturday. Quarterback Brock Jensen will join third-round draft pick Billy Turner with the Miami Dolphins. Defensive back Brian Shepard went to the Washington Redskins, and cornerback Marcus Williams signed with the Houston Texans. You'll remember earlier this spring, Ryan Smith, former Bison wide receiver, signed a free agent deal with the Saskatchewan Roughriders of the Canadian Football League. NDSU's five pro players from this year's class was most since 2008. The Minnesota Twins had a nice victory yesterday, as a come-from-behind victory over the Detroit Tigers, 4-3. They scored once in the seventh and three more times in the eighth, and Eduardo Nunez ended up being the hero for the Twins.
Liner to base hit. Pinto to third. He's being waved in. Throw to the play. Cut off by Cabrera. And now Nunez is hung out to dry. But the Twins strike for three runs. Pinto scoring from second. And the Twins take the lead against Jabba Chamberlain.
Twins end up winning the series 2-3. The Twins are 17-19 now. They start a six-game homestand tomorrow. First up is Boston for three games, then Seattle. That starts tomorrow. Congratulations to NDSU softball as they defeated IPFW to win the Summit League softball tournament. They will now go on to the NCAA tournament, and they will take on a Auburn team. And that is going to get set here. Let's see if I can find it before we go. Not going to happen. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Busy, busy hour of What's On Your Mind.
Isn't that Gus Booth great?
Love the guy.
Absolutely love the guy. 11 before the top of the hour. Rolling on the program. Juan Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here in the 10 o'clock hour today. Look forward to that. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments. And Ron is really good about literally taking any and all questions or comments. So if there's a particular issue that would like him to address as the head spokesperson for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, bring it on. And you can call now at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave your message. Or you can wait and chat with him when he joins us on the program today in the 10 o'clock hour. So we look forward to that very much. Also, we're going to chat with the folks from the Ann Carlson Center about a multinational organization that the Ann Carlson Center is partnering with. They're actually doing a grand opening at their facility today in Fargo at the Loretta Building downtown from 11 until 1. The group is called Specialist Stern, I believe is how you pronounce it. What it does is it takes IT companies and unites them with workers who have autism to assist in real data-heavy tasks that come pretty naturally to individuals with autism. And actually, this started overseas, and this is the first of its kind effort in the United States. It's happening right here in North Dakota. So kind of neat. So we're looking forward to that. And I guess Special Stern translate from Danish as the specialist. A socially innovative company where the majority of employees have a diagnosis on the autism spectrum. And employees work as business consultants on tasks like software testing, programming, data entry for the public and private sectors. So isn't that neat? I think that's just a wonderful, innovative idea, and it's new to North Dakota, so we look forward to learning more about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour today on the program as well. And I'm not going to read it now, but I have some notes highlighting the Bismarck Tribune editorial. I don't very often go, here's an editorial that I agree with, and I found myself going, boy, refreshing. Exactly right. You've got it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today as well, and anything else on your mind, be it the Minnesota Wild or the NFL draft or anything else today on the program. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We spent a fair amount of time talking about BNSF and rail traffic and grain cars. Right now, we got a report over the weekend that grain cars from North Dakota are delayed almost a month. Not imagining that's news to a lot of growers who have been better than a month or so now, a couple of months worth of concern expressed on this program about that, but some more details on why they're concerned. One of the headlines we're looking at today as well. Let me tell you about the weather here before we get too close to the top of the hour. And I could probably simplify this just by telling you it's more of the same, because literally feels like we've been stuck in this rut of clouds and showers and cool for the better part of, April into May here. Forecast will start in the Red River Valley. Rain likely today. Cold, a high near 45 degrees. Winds north-northwest to 20 to 30. Chance of rain 80%, around a half an inch of rain. Expected tonight, light rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers overnight. Low of 39 with a west-northwest wind 20 to 30. Chance of rain at 80%. My favorite pastime, try and find a 70-degree temperature in our 10-day forecast. Still fruitless, although the far end of that 10-day forecast next Wednesday, despite an 80% chance of rain, we'll have a 68-degree day. So that's about as close as we can get here. Today, 45 rain showers, 39 for a low. Tomorrow, chance of some thunderstorms, chance of some sun, too, so a mix, 54 for a high. Cloudy Wednesday, 52. Mix of sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 54, 59, 64. Same on Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, again, back to the rain showers. Okay, forecast in the oil patch today. Windy with a mix of clouds and sun, high of 54. Winds north-northwest to 25 to 35. Winds could occasionally gust over 40. Partly cloudy, windy this evening, a low around 30, with a north-northwest wind at 25 to 35, diminishing to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Same trick there. 10-day forecast, as warm as we're going to get, is 66 at the tail end here next Tuesday and Wednesday for that. Windy today, 54. Tomorrow, 54. Windy, some sun and clouds Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, upper 50s and low 60s as well. No precip in the forecast until Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week with some a precip. 34 degrees in Tioga at this hour right now. Williston, 37. And Fair Watford City, 36 degrees. Newtown, 36 as well. Stanley is 36. Columbus, 34 at this hour. And back in the east, some showers in Grand Forks, 41 degrees right now. Hillsboro, 43 with showers. Heading for a high of 45 today. Grafton showers, 39. Kindred, 41 with showers. Breckenridge, 41. Fergus Falls, 41. Detroit Lakes, drizzle and 41. Thief River, 43. Warroad, 45 with rain. Watertown, 41. Cloudy skies, Sioux Falls, some drizzle and 46. Aberdeen, 39. Bismarck, 39 degrees. And again, Fargo showers, 43 this hour. That's the weather. More What's on Your Mind coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.